Hey, this is Hawk.
And this is Zylo.
And this is Gamer's Rant.
We rant about games.
No duh.
Woohoo! Oh my gosh, I can actually see our voices right now on the little bar thing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, normally it's just like little squiggles, but I can actually see it.
Look, it's a blue bar and it's... Oh my god, it's so thick. And
it's wavy. So beautiful. You know, somehow I think we're like super loud right now and everyone who listens to Spy will be like, oh god!
Yeah, probably since we're probably going to still up the volume a lot, we're probably going to kill your ears, which doesn't matter.
Right, so this is Gamer's Rant. We're back. Woohoo, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and first news. We have gotten no fan mail now. I'm disappointed.
Yes, we're very disappointed in you.
You all. You didn't meet to expectations, man. But we do have many fans. Here, just go to the podcast page right now. Go to the podcast. Locke doesn't know about this yet. Open up the podcast page.
Apparently don't.
Sign in. Go home.
This home?
No, the home. Yeah, this doesn't matter.
Okay. And... Oh, cool. Wait.
We have gotten about many, many friend requests. Check out our friends list.
Which would be...
We'll just go to the friend request and it'll pop up the friends list eventually.
What would that be?
Click, you have 9 friend requests.
Oh, I don't make friends.
Everyone who's listening is going, oh, come on, get to the show. Hit skip for now. We'll talk about all these other people trying to be your friends later.
Okay.
62 friends.
Yeah, wow. Cool.
People. Now, I don't know. I'm not really on the Podomatic scene. We just kind of use it. Mm-hmm. We're not like in the forums or anything like that if they have those, but, Yeah, why are people randomly trying to be our friends now? Are they just trying to up their own friends thing?
It's probably like a local Podomatic
community. Yeah, because none of them even seem like they'd be interested in video games, and they all have their own podcasts of themselves they're promoting. So yeah. I really don't know why they're trying to be our friends.
I think it's just sort of a Podomatic, this and that.
Now, if you become a fan, then I'd probably, accept the fact that,
Yes, if you become a fan. If you go on rantaboutgames.ning.com, make a membership there, then we know you're a true fan.
Yeah. Or you could just become a fan and not a friend. If you actually listen to this podcast and you put us as a friend, put yourself as a fan, because then we'll actually know that you're a fan and not some random guy trying to sell us bagels.
Yeah, and we don't care for bagels, not here.
We're more of a muffin kind of guy.
Just like one guy? More of a muffin kind of guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, what do you like?
Well, I'm more of a waffle person.
Oh, waffles? Belgium or potato? Do you have a waffle? Wouldn't it be better if you did? I'm talking waffles.
Yeah, this is probably why Belgium we have very few fans. Waffles.
Do you have a waffle? Wouldn't it be better if you did? I'm talking waffles. Belgium or potato waffles.
And no one will ever know. They can only infer it from the voice.
That's a Newgrounds repeated song video thing about waffles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you want to find that somewhere. I don't know the name. Not really. I think it's called Waffles.
Okay, well, in other news, Comic-Con has been going on.
And that's it.
Yeah, not much has been going on at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
There have been interviews where other people got to talk to other important people.
Ah, who cares? It's all about the people cosplaying. Like the guy who came seriously. The guy who came as the freaking tank.
Yes, the photo gallery, the cosplayers are awesome. And all the little things at Comic-Con that the people who went got to go there and enjoy. Yeah, that's
cosplay.
That's the stuff of
it starts view images right there.
Yeah. This is the best of Comic-Con, all the crazy people.
I don't
all
know
the
what
crazy people in the
dressed
comics.
Up as G.I. Joe guys. How did they get in with those guns?
Oh, yeah, I don't think you're allowed in. Well, apparently you are.
You can't even come in with, like, swords or something unless they're made out of...
Oh, yeah, I thought this guy's costume was pretty cool.
Wait, he's like...
He's his own little mercenary guy.
Yeah, he's like someone from the Jango Fett people.
Yeah, he's, like, got, like, Jango Fett's armor, but it's all black, and he's got his own little...
Oh, my gosh, it's Blade.
Or a rush. Oh, yeah, look at that!
It's Blade!
That's pretty much what Blade would look like.
Except yeah, and see, we're doing. You know
only
we're
Nick
doing
would
again?
Have masking tape holding together this part.
Yeah, you know what we're doing right now? We're doing the whole we look at the photos and everyone listening has no idea what we're talking about. So we want to pause the podcast if we're just going to go through all these photos right now.
Oh, no, I don't really care. Just going over Comic-Con stuff. Not much has been going on at Comic-Con.
Someone dressed up as a tank.
Yeah.
From Left 4 Dead.
Action figures.
That's
costumes.
Pretty impressive.
very fat McDonald's man.
The costume peeps.
Yeah. Actual game news. There's no new game news. Just Comic-Con.
I think those are the really cool costumes. Costume peeps, if you do view images.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it kind of describes right there. People who went all out.
Or, wait. No, that's actually here.
What's the blue girl?
Wow.
Oh. Okay, never mind. Yeah, that's people going all out right there.
Yeah,
it's freaking Cortana.
It's Cortana, Master Chief, and an group of Odyssey.
ODSTs.
ODSTs, yeah.
That, you probably want to save that image. That's like...
Seriously, that hardcore.
Those are hardcore Halo. And look, they got working lights.
Yeah, they do.
Chief's helmet has working lights.
Wow. Okay, we give props to you guys.
Yeah, because they're obviously listening to this.
I hope they are, because you need to hear our props.
Because our props are that important to the world?
It is important that they know that they got props from random
podcasts.
Check
the other glowing eyes.
Hmm?
Two of them.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw this one.
Ooh.
Guy from...
creepy.
Yeah. And we're back to photos.
Look, there's Patrick Starr.
Yes, there's Patrick.
Who dressed up as Patrick? That's actually a decent costume.
It's actually a very good costume. I don't know if it's fan-made.
Well, then where did they get it? They have to work for Nickelodeon or something.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald wasn't a fan, I don't think.
Oh, that's the guy I saw right there. He's cool.
This one?
No, the one after it.
That's
forget him. He's kind of...
Cobra guy.
That one's nice. That's, like, epic.
Wow.
I have no idea who he is, but it's cool.
The helmet kind of reminds me of Hayes, but it's not. I have no idea what this is.
Actually, it reminds me of the tank guy from Time Shift more.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Looks more like that. And we're back to photos. Yep. Sorry, guys.
Like I said, we can just stop and look through photos because there were. And Comic-Con brings out the big cosplayers.
It does.
Except the Samus girl wasn't there.
Yeah.
And she might have been, but I haven't seen any photos of her.
Right.
And she's the one I was looking for because her costume was BA.
Freaking awesome. Okay,
Yeah, so now we're just kind of rambling again.
Yeah.
Rambling on and on.
Not much news at Comic-Con. They went over Assassin's Creed. They went over Left 4 Dead 2.
It's comics, not video games.
Well, yeah. So you don't really expect much, but, you know, gamers go there.
And so do
same
anime fanatics.
Same fan base. Or, you know, same similar fan sort of fan base. Like a sci-fi convention. You get all sci-fi.
Right.
All right, moving on to actual games that we are concerned about. The demo for Final Fantasy Dissidia has come out.
We got it. Okay, for
yes,
all you people out there who hate the PSP for a reason I don't know,
yeah,
it's got an online store, which the DS is just now coming out with, but you have to buy the DSi to get it, which is dumb.
Yeah.
This came with it free.
Yep.
And has free demos, which is Dissidia on it. So, I hate all you people who hate PSPs.
Tons of free videos, videos.
Wallpapers, themes.
And then there's the stuff that you can buy. You can buy Final Fantasy VII on there for like $10.
Yeah, for your PSP.
Yeah, you can buy movies and things for like ten.
You might
from
Monkey
five
Island.
$5 to $20.
Then you like buy like Monkey Island or something on there too.
I think so. A bunch of cool stuff. Going back to Dissidia. My opinion of it has changed very, very little.
He hates it.
Yeah.
Okay, so how should we describe this?
I don't know. I have very separate rants about it. I have a rant about the gameplay. I have a rant about the arts. And,
Let's just rant about it. But first off, if we actually do an opening for this podcast, it probably was a parody about this idea.
Yeah.
So if you have no idea what our opening was about, it's probably about this idea. And you'll probably get the jokes as we go along.
Yeah.
Maybe. If we did an opening.
Right.
Okay, so first off, let's talk about mechanics.
Ooh, actually, can we go over story real quick? You know the story at all?
No.
It is probably the best crossover campaign could possibly come up with.
Okay.
There is no story. Cosmos and Chaos got together all the heroes and villains for one big mash party.
You're joking.
I think that's the overall... That is, like, the...
SoCal 4 had a better plot.
Yeah, sort of. I don't know, I really hate it.
I know, I did, but I'm pretty much saying this. So you're just saying, hey, get all the good guys, get all the bad guys, let's duke it out,
See
who wins.
I, of course, really oversimplified it. The cutscenes are amazing. I think they'll present it a lot better than I did in those five seconds.
How did they get them from a bunch of different... They're like different worlds, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a crossover campaign, you know, so it's Cosmos and Chaos. Go snap, snap. Heroes, come on. Heroes, gather around. See those guys? They're douchebags. Let's go get them. In fact, you should all be familiar with one person on that team because he's from your world.
Kai's like, whoa, hold on. You mean I gotta fight Sephiroth again? Yeah.
Ah,
screw that! Okay, you, yeah? Yeah, the Onion Knight. Yeah, you? Go fight him. What? He's something like that. Oh, look at him. He's got a big old sword. Yeah, big old sword. Yeah, see? Oh, that's totally impractical. I can take that guy. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's no way he can swing that fast enough, right? Yeah, of course. You go take him. I'll go take whoever you fight. 5 minutes later. Oh, God!
Get Sephiroth to come in with his... Oh, that's one of the things I do like about the game. They don't undercut Sephiroth's sword at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Advent Children, sometimes it's kind of questionable if his sword is the full length.
Mm-hmm.
Like in some scenes, you know, it won't look quite as long.
Right.
And this, oh, it is 9 foot, if not longer. And it is a fun blade to swing around.
See, when the opponent starts to fear Sephiroth more, his bravery points go down, the sword gets longer.
Yes, that would be cool. But that actually brings me to the part that I hate about it. His normal weak attack, it's very slow swing, and like a bunch of cuts appear around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really lame, slow attack for
going
Sephiroth.
Into combat.
Sephiroth, who would swing his sword like like he's fencing with a rapier.
Mm-hmm. Combat sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't have a basic attack. It doesn't exist.
Well, do
special moves only.
No, you have the basic attack. It just doesn't do anything. You can't hurt the guy with
it. It's not even basic at all.
But,
I'm sorry, I want a basic sword swing, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want basic as in it's just slightly less, you know, magical, sparkly than the other attacks.
No, you can just swing your sword.
Okay.
If you press circle, you just kind of
swing Cloud.
As Cloud. That's really the only one who has just a normal swing.
Yeah.
Everyone else...
Onion Knight, you hop up and down.
Yeah.
You hop up and down, then you run up, you rush the guy, and you go...
Yeah.
Rapid fire, and then you jump back.
Right.
That's basic.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like a swing. So everything you do is a big old special move, which, you know, works for Smash Brothers. But it works for Smash Bros. Because they're all unique.
Yeah.
And they're not all just a bunch of sword swings of different lengths.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have special, you know, like this one lobs an attack, this one's close range, you don't get that.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of them, you actually can pull them out when you want. This one, it's like,
oh, no,
it's very specific about which attack comes where.
Yeah, it is very confusing. To be on the ground, when you're on the ground, you use it, you have
if
a different
special attack. If you're on the ground
attack.
And you're locking on and you're pulling away from the enemy, then you do this attack.
Sort of like that.
If you're not locked on, you're going to do something completely different. If you're not on the ground, forget it.
For most characters, I've only seen like two attacks that I can pull out whenever I want. The, the attack when you're on the ground, the attack when you're in the air.
And also, possibly, we haven't confirmed this yet, but if you play it on hard mode, your entire attacks change.
It looks like it, yeah.
I played the NE9 easy. I'm like, okay, you know what? I kind of got his moveset down.
Yeah.
Played it on hard. What's this? Why am I guessing
spinning
fire
around in circles.
Why am I spinning in circles?
It's like,
why am I ninja?
I'm thinking that there's something that you could do with the Onion Knight that changes his moveset.
Are you sure? I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, that's sort of the special thing about the Onion Knight, that he can do various things. He's
right.
Not limited to different two things.
So there's no real strategy. It's basically just pick the attack that takes the shortest amount of time,
mm-hmm.
with the biggest damage payout, and spam it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you can basically spam your attack. You hit the guy a couple times for some bravery points, and you can spam Limit Break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, called Bravery and Cross Slash. You can spam those.
Because the block button really sucks. So you can't just, like, hold down the block button. You tap it, and then you hit there for a second, and then it goes away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
by the way, if
Smash
you block...
Brothers, counterattacks.
Yeah, but if you block, and you know, and he doesn't hit you... This just leaves you wide open, because it takes a while for you to reset into a normal attacking stance.
Yeah. Yeah, what really sucks about that is that they'll group a bunch of things to the block button. So,
mm-hmm.
like, to rush the guy, you have to block and press triangle at the same time.
Right.
But if you screw it up, you just kind of, you stop midair, in mid-attack, no matter what, you'll stop guard, it'll come off, you're wide open.
Mm-hmm.
There's also guard X... I forgot what that does. and
there's a bunch of different things.
Oh yeah, and if you guard and move with a control stick, you like dodge. But actually, I think it's control stick, whatever.
Right.
Dodging sucks.
Right. So, in a nutshell, there's no strategy. It's a spamming game.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, I was able to defeat some of the guys on the hard like really quickly because I knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand the basic mechanics, I think you understand how to play the game well enough.
And you just spam.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them move. Don't move.
They definitely didn't need this fancy bravery point system. It was a waste.
Yeah.
It was a waste of time. It was just a waste of learning curve because it takes a second to figure out how it goes. Because if that's a tutorial, demos tutorial in the actual game, you give very little explanation.
Right. Basically, your weak attacks don't do any damage no matter what. They steal bravery points. The more bravery points you have, the more damage you do.
With your uber attacks.
So, strategy kid to the day, find your quickest bravery stealing point attack, spam your opponent till he has zero, then lay on your normal attack.
Yeah.
And he will do one damage to you, and you will do 348.
Yeah, which is exactly how... You can do that with Onion Knight really easily, because his normal attacks is a spamming knife attack.
Yeah. It's a quick... You just rapid-fire stab him.
Then his special move in the air is a spamming meteor attack.
Yeah. Unless you're playing on hard. But, who knows? Maybe that's not even true. Maybe I hit a random button, which changes attack settings, which would be cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Next off, Cloud. Just to give an idea of why these attacks suck.
Mm-hmm.
All his attacks are limit breaks. There's no simple sword swing. Limit break, limit break, limit break, limit break.
Well, if you press circle, he'll swing his big old sword.
Yeah.
But when you press square, cross slash. When you when you're braver, which looks a little weird.
Mm.
I think fans will, it kind of annoys me. I think other fans will be more or less annoyed by Braver looking different.
Right. By the way, when you hit a guy, he spews out crystals like he's a freaking pinata. Just crystals just fly out everywhere, and they follow him as he walks around and flies away.
Hmm.
Yeah, you pick those up. You can activate EX mode when your little bar fills up.
X mode.
It's EX.
Whatever.
Capital E, capital X.
Yeah, I just call it X mode.
Whatever. Anyways, in EX mode, or EX mode. It's called EX mode. When you're in EX mode, you get a power boost.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the Onion Knight, it actually looks cool. Like, you get a power boost, you can go around, your attacks get a bit better,
mm-hmm.
and then you can lay on a super heavy attack. Now, for the Onion Knight...
Have you seen Clouds?
Yeah, I've seen Clouds. It's Omni Slash, right?
When you activate X-Mode...
Your sword changes.
Yeah, to the Ultima weapon, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Considering that's why I kicked Zephyroth's butt with in the movie, or not the movie, but the original game, I was happy to see it recreated.
Uh-huh.
And then Zephyroth is awesome. Mm-hmm. He goes One Wing Angel.
All right, well, Onion Knight, who is probably my favorite character right now, just because he's actually fast.
Yeah.
The later character is very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Onion Knight, who is from one of the original Final Fantasies, one of the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you activate it, you change classes. If you've ever played those, you get to swap classes.
I love that.
So I go from this Onion Knight to a mage, or a ninja. And I can go around, I can do all their specs. If I'm the mage, my magic attack is stronger. If I'm the ninja, my basic attacks, my sword swing attacks are stronger.
Uh-huh.
And, you actually have to know how to use those to actually make that effective. But then I can go up and I can use my special attack, which puts it into an old Final Fantasy battle scene.
I love that, yeah.
It, fight, magic, throw, defend.
It will tell you what to do, and you have to go searching through this menu and find that.
And a time limit. And then you get the special attack. Otherwise, you just perform your special attack.
Yeah.
And if you're on the opposite side of the special uber move, you just rapid fire tap, circle, and pray you can get your defense up. Because the more you tap it, your defense rises. Yeah.
And if you
prepare
have,
for the ultimate death.
If you have low HP, then you're screwed. Just you're
screwed. Don't have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bunch of health bars, but it really doesn't matter much.
Yeah. Want to rant about the roster?
After one more thing.
Okay.
Okay. I just had it. It
is trying to get away.
Well, it was. I had a thought, and I'm losing it now. I'm trying to grasp it. Oh yeah. Okay. Now, when you're in your super special X mode, when you do any attack, if you do any I think it's square attack.
Okay.
Okay. So any of your attacks really that actually do damage.
Mm-hmm.
If you perform one effectively, the game slows down. Boom. Big square appears in the middle of your screen. And a timer.
Right.
If you push square during that timer, you activate your special mode. Now, this is dumb. because you have a little meter on the side that runs down, okay? That's how long you can stay in the mode. So, no, I do not want to go into my special attack mode, which will deplete the mirror completely, when I could just say no, continue beating the crap out of this guy, and then activating it,
yes,
and doing the super special attack after I've already lowered him half health.
It's kind of like the final form of Sora.
Right. The problem is, you have to sit there, and you have to deal with this timer any time you attack, mm-hmm, until the time you want to use it.
Yeah.
Which makes the which makes your cool uber power mode very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, attack, 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 wait, timer.
Don't want to kill you too quickly. Just hold on, I'll give you a second.
Okay, you don't want to use it? No. Okay, continue fighting. That's pretty much how it goes.
It should be like the chase thing. It should be like very quick.
Hmm.
Like, have you tried chasing them? Like, pummeling them?
No.
I've done that with Sephiroth, which is very satisfying, by the way.
Okay. I've had that happen to me, but I've never activated it myself.
Yeah. It is actually a pretty cool mechanic. When he knocks you far enough away,
hmm,
or you knock him far enough away, you can hit X really quick, otherwise it'll fail, and you'll leap in the air and chase them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the chance to press X to dodge, which they won't do very much if they're an NPC. Or you have the choice to do either circle or square. Circle is quick, and they have less chance to dodge. Square, of course, does actual damage.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually continue doing this if you're quick enough.
Mm-hmm. That happened to me. Happened three times, and I lost all three times.
Oh, that sucks. It's pretty cool, though. I've gone into a pretty massive dodging battle with a guy. I kept pressing X, he kept pressing X, we kept dodging each other's attacks midair, flying over this really cool battlefield.
Yeah, the scenery is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The background music is pretty decent.
Oh,
everyone looks pretty much great.
I love the background music. It is the original music from each game.
Yeah, so it's a very pretty.
And I know all the background music. I'm very, very fanboy.
It's a very pretty game.
Yes.
It just doesn't play well.
No. And, you know, I predicted this.
Mm-hmm.
I've said all this. It would be very pretty because the PSP is awesome visually. It would
Why
be
does
even,
no one like the PSP?
It would be a lot better on the console visually. And I think the gameplay, it probably will have still sucked, but it will have had a little more room to breathe on the console, I think.
I don't think so, because you have about the same amount of buttons as
yeah.
you do on a GameCube controller than you do on a PS.
But I think you get more, you know,
you have right bumper
you
and
have
left
more
bumper.
Screen.
You have right bumper and left bumper. Enjoy those.
Yeah.
That's all you got. Actually, you have less, because on this one you have the joystick and the directional pad. Actually, no, you have directional pad on the 360, but
mm-hmm.
it's much easier to access here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't know. That was my original rant. I don't know. I think, like, the normal graphics could have been as good as the cutscene graphics if it was on the console. Like, Final Fantasy XIII, the between cutscenes and gameplay, there's almost nothing. There's no change.
Mm-hmm.
With this, it's the same as Crisis Core. The cutscenes are freaking amazing. The gameplay graphics are amazing, too. It's just...
Yeah, it's better than Crisis Cores.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I'm surprised to say that.
And it plays like Kingdom Hearts in a way, because you can run around,
mm-hmm.
three-dimensional map, you can run as far away from the guys you want, you don't even have to lock on, so you can use the camera to look wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Guys running around, you can just lob attacks from a distance.
Yeah.
So it plays like that, it's cool. Kingdom Hearts style. Just wish you could actually attack in a decent manner. And that actually,
yeah.
Somehow, I would actually...
It's this bravery points thing that they spent probably a few days coming up with.
Mm.
It was just a complete waste of time. It's sucky feature in the game.
I actually think I'd have more fun doing a normal basic attack button than doing all these special moves.
Because
mm-hmm. when you're constantly doing special moves, besides it being slow and obnoxious, you know, watching, you know,
especially the villains.
Mm-hmm.
The villains have insane magical abilities.
With the spam abilities.
And they'll send out rocks, they'll chase you, they'll pummel you with lightning all in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
From the start of the battle.
Well, that makes the special moves less special since they're their only moves.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot more, you know, I actually would enjoy more just hitting the X button repeatedly and go bam, 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 just hitting it.
Kind of like in
Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts, yeah.
Yeah, just that it gives me a little bit more feel. I actually feel like I'm hitting the guy then instead
uh-huh.
of, you know, watching a little cutscene.
If dodge rolling was a little more easier to get to, like if half the time you didn't, like, stop and block, it'd be like Kingdom Hearts. It'd be a lot more faster.
So now the problem I'm going to see with this right now, going off a little bit, is that, you know, Dissidia came out. Everyone's like, yeah, Dissidia. This might put the PSP on the map. It's okay. Then Kingdom Hearts, the new Kingdom Hearts game's out from the DS, using actual Kingdom Hearts combat system.
Yeah.
So, wait, this plays better. This is on the DS, and it plays better than this. Ha!
Well, and probably has a heck of a lot better multiplayer, too.
Yeah, because you can play four-player co-op.
Oh, yeah. Now that's what I want, four-player
right,
co-op.
Right, so now the DS is back on the map. Now, if they had taken that, they had put it on the PSP, everyone would be loving the PSP right now. But no, they put Dissidia on here, and they screwed up Dissidia. If Dissidia didn't do what it's doing right now, if it had decent combat, it doesn't have to be above par, just decent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I could play this, and, you know, there's a little bit of strategy I can master to it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone would love it.
Yeah.
This would be, like, the number one game.
Same with the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline doesn't have to be special. I'm not sure how hard they really tried. It seems like they've tried harder than they really should have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fighting game. They don't have stories.
Right. Besides the ones you already have.
Hmm?
All they have to do is have cutscenes with really cool fighting.
Yeah.
It's a fighting game. I'm happy with that. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? It could be as simple as people find wormhole, fall into map. Oh, look, it's the bad guy I've always fought. Let's go kill him again.
Or that, have you seen that CGI thing of all the girls from all the video games fighting?
You mean Monty Ohms thing?
I don't know.
Final...
It's got,
Dead Fantasy.
Huh?
Dead Fantasy?
I don't know. It's got, like, Tifa and everyone fighting each other,
yeah.
And then Kairi shows up.
That's Dead Fantasy.
Yeah. That's the plot they need.
Yeah.
Stop
picking my friend! Whack, whack, whack!
They just looked at each other the wrong way.
Yes, exactly.
They just gave me the wrong...
That is all the plot you need. Like, Super Smash Bros. Brawl had a storyline about that thick.
See, no, that'd be the funny plot. It was just sitting there, if we added in more characters, okay? So let's put in the funny characters, put Yuffie in, okay? Yuffie's just sitting there, hits a vase, oops, walks over, boom! Hits Sephiroth in the head. all the good guys show up to defend her. All the bad guys show up to beat someone up with Sephiroth, you know, kind of like that kind of opening.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with that. I'd be like, okay, you know what? You set up a plot.
Yeah, in the actual opening, it's kind of like that. Well, not with the funny part, but everyone just sees each other and starts fighting.
Yeah, but see, it'd be funny if we actually had other characters, because I still want Catsith in there. If we had Catsith in there, he'd be a fun, funny character.
Vincent, Vivi.
Mm-hmm.
Vivi!
Yeah, Vivi would be fun.
Vivi!
Yeah, everyone wants to play Vincent. We already got to play Vincent
and
the Dirge
of Cerberus was okay. You know, the gameplay.
I actually liked Dirge of Cerberus.
I liked it, you know, but it wasn't... They didn't put enough time into the game. They're invisible
right,
walls.
I know. They really got lazy with it.
Yeah.
But you got to play as Vincent.
Yeah.
And I would love to play as Vincent again just in the
I would.
Bring it.
Yeah. Oh, man. You can have a whole new dynamic between long-range and short-range characters.
All you just need is your shotgun. Bam, bam, bam.
Characters.
Firing at him. Claw out for close range.
Yeah.
Turn to your Kate mode.
Oh, man. See, that would be awesome.
Yeah, Onion Knight can jump 4 times. Vincent could fly.
then it's Smash Brothers. But we don't care. We want Final Fantasy Smash Brother thing.
Mm-hmm.
Monstrosity game.
Like I said, they could have just really simply just put Smash Bros. Fighting mechanics. B up does this. B down does this. B side does this.
Simple as that.
Yeah,
it doesn't
and then have
need
them,
to be...
just have them run around
it
like
Kingdom
Hearts.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be more complicated than that.
Right. That puts strategy to it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it fun to play. Makes everything look nice. You leave circle just for basic, normal, you know, punching attacks.
Yeah.
Voila, you have a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. Because that's what I learned. When I played as Onion Knight, I actually found out one ability that actually had a dynamic ability. Fireka, you lob it.
Yeah.
It goes over walls. I immediately went locked on, ran up to the closest wall, and just lobbed it over at the guy.
Yeah.
Then I had some strategy going. I'm like, okay. When he came up close, I did a close attack, ran away into the nearest wall, and continued lobbing.
That's nice.
Okay, so there was some strategy to that. Unfortunately, it took me forever to figure out how to do it properly.
Yeah, because the control things is weird.
Exactly.
And it doesn't teach you how to do that. It teaches you, this little crystal thing gives you X mode.
Yeah.
Aha.
You mean Eek mode?
X mode. Yes.
Eek's and the XA.
Right. Anyways, about the roster. What is up with the roster? This I want to blame on the PSP as well. Just because...
If we had an opening, this is what we'd be joking about.
Yeah. The roster is so small. It's just heroes and villains from games 1 to 10.
Yep.
That
and
is
only
horrible.
One. Only one from each.
Yeah, and only one from... One hero, one villain from each.
Mm-hmm.
The main protagonist, the main villain.
Mm-hmm.
And... The secret characters is a wimpy dude from 11 and the judge from 12. why are these the secret characters? There are two Final Fantasy games being made right now with really awesome characters.
There are...
Why are 11 and 12 the secret characters?
There are also, you know, a couple dozen games before that with with a massive cast of characters.
Seriously, you got Tactics. Awesome characters in Tactics.
Tactics, Crystal Chronicles. You don't even need that. You can just go back to 5 and 7, bring in Vincent, bring in Yuffie, bring in everyone from
side characters, secret characters. Kingdom Hearts, secret characters.
That would have been awesome. You sit there.
That would have been
Sora walks up. Hey, guys.
Be like Kairi.
Cloud just drops his sword. Everyone just goes,
what the
heck? Oh. Yeah, it was just like, oh,
I'm going back to Montreal. Screw you.
So everyone walks up. Hey, this guy can't do it. This guy can't do anything. He's like, hey, what? I beat you in 2 games. Cloud's just like, oh, he goes Final Form. Bring it!
Yes.
That's true, because Sora did beat Sephiroth in 2 games, and Cloud came in and stole the kill.
In much tougher battles.
Yeah. That's a lot. That was freaking hard. I haven't beat him still. Yeah. I know people have beat him.
Yeah.
It's rumored.
Yeah. Around here, it's rumored. We know,
yeah, for, I walked
we
in,
know
look,
people who've
killed. I walked in. Level up 10 levels, okay? Mm-hmm. After I beat the Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah.
Walked in like, okay, Sephiroth, come on. You know, I level up 10 levels. I think I can fight you. You'll probably beat me, but I think I can, you know, hold you off for a little bit. Start. Ding, ding, dead.
Yeah.
One hit. You gotta be kidding.
I think I got like 3 hits before he could murder me.
He has a 1-8 kill at the very beginning. If you don't dodge that, you die instantly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I didn't know that. So I was like...
I got slaughtered by that a few times. Then I survived 3 hits after that, and yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but someone has beat him as Sora.
It's kind of like the weapon battles in Final Fantasy VII. They're secret battles against people far tougher than Sephiroth.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it like the red machine and whatever?
The red weapon. They're called weapon. Ruby weapon, emerald weapon, and they're insanely tough.
Mm-hmm. I've
beaten ruby weapon and ultimate weapon. I don't think I ever bothered with emerald weapon because I didn't bother with the underwater thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got tons of characters you could have thrown in there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you throw the ones no one cares about.
Yeah.
No one.
Seriously. Oh, and you can... By the way, you can cast summons in the game. I have no idea how.
You have what?
You can cast summons in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Huh?
Who did that? We've been playing it. I haven't seen anyone summon anything.
I don't know if it's in the demo at all. I don't think it is. Though, occasionally I'll see, like... summoning Black Dragon or something at the top. I'm wondering what the heck is that's about. I always hit the guy before it's finished on accident.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I've seen videos of it. It shows like this character will summon and it'll show like the original artwork for Ifrit.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. I haven't seen the actual attacks.
Just in there, guess what I can do? What? Summon, cast a Kingdom Hearts. Dolly Googie pop up.
No. So summon Carnbuckle. Little rabbit guy.
Whee!
Or Chocomog. Oh, that man, that's what needs to be in it.
Yeah, that'd be Chocomog. Awesome. Summon Chocomog, you hop on its back, you just run around, swing your sword, ding, 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 jumping around, playing, pretty much playing golf, just walking up, bang!
Yeah, see, innovating the summons with your character like they did in Kingdom mm-hmm. Hearts, I could see that being happening on the console. I don't really see that happening on the PSP. I just see, like...
I think the PSP could handle it.
It probably
they just
could.
Didn't.
It probably could. It handles everything visually. I don't see why I can't handle gameplay
things
really like that.
They really complicate stuff way too much.
They do.
Which probably would have saved you a lot of memory, so you could put cool things like that in.
Yeah.
Unless this is like some backwards programming thing where making it more complex actually lowers the amount it has, so there was absolutely no way they could fit that in.
Hmm.
I'd like to see someone try to explain that to me.
Hmm.
Someone's going to be defending it on the forum now. Some fanboy.
Rant about Gamers Rants. We won't have a clue because we don't. People who we talk about don't have a clue about us.
Yeah.
Just works that way.
Well, people watch this, but no one responds.
Yeah.
No one. You out there, respond. Don't think people actually respond and we're just going to ignore your fan mail. Respond.
Seriously, go to rantaboutgames.ning.com. I should probably say that, sorry.
What about games.ning.com?
Go to rantaboutgames.ning.com and talk to us. Sign up.
Or
flame us.
Or email us, because I haven't said this in a while, even though it's on the homepage.
Yeah.
Email us at gamersrantpodcast@yahoo.com.
Please.
If you listen to this podcast, you should know how to spell gamersrant and podcast.
Yeah. We can count on that much of you, right?
Mm-hmm. We're doomed.
Yeah. Okay, next topic.
This idea!
It's just a demo. Oh, I can go into the artwork, but I know I've mentioned this before. I love Tetsuya Nomura as a character designer.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Amano. Mm-hmm. I love Amano's art, but he's not a character. Game.
Don't draw the characters.
Yeah, he's horrible at drawing game characters.
Mm-hmm.
He'll draw every single character.
Is that all he ever did? Was draw two game characters?
Yeah, he's the game character.
Drawer,
yeah.
Right, okay.
I think that both Nomura and Amano have a part in designing the character. You know, the actual character's personality.
Mm-hmm.
Because they decide how they look. Mm-hmm. You know, so they have a part in their personality. But Amano doesn't draw characters like a game creator should. Nomura does it right. And Nomura did all of the arts in Dissidia. He's redone everything Amano did. Which is good and bad. It makes all the newer characters look awesome. All of the old characters look better, but they still look very, very eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
Like the yellow guy, who's like pure yellow, has like colors strapping off of him.
Well, I actually don't mind him. He looks eccentric,
mm-hmm.
but if I imagine in my head that his personality is a psycho clown guy, then it actually works.
Well, there is actually a psycho clown character.
Yeah, but it's not him.
Right. Yeah, Kefka actually looks pretty cool. So does the first guy whose name eludes me.
Mm-hmm.
Kuja. Now, Kuja is someone who really needs a costume change. Kuja is one of my favorite villains. I actually hold him above Sephiroth in some cases. But his costume sucks. For the most part, playing Final Fantasy IX, I thought he was a girl. You know why? Have you seen his full costume?
No.
He wears a metal bikini. He's one of those characters. You know those characters. They look like girls. You only know that they're guys because people refer to them as guys, because they magically happen to know that they're guys. But everything from their looks to their voice says that they're girl.
Hi!
Yeah, actually, I haven't heard Kuja's voice in English, but...
Hey!
It drives me nuts.
I don't think they're girls, I just think they're gay. Hey!
It would at least make sense. Oh, he's gay, okay, I get it. But no.
He's hanging out with Dumbledore?
It's a cruel joke.
Yeah, I saw the new Harry Potter movie.
Oh, okay, then you're allowed to see it. You're allowed to make jokes. I haven't seen it, I don't really care.
Dumbledore! Harry Potter jokes on the... You know, all the...
Puppet pals.
Sarah will hate us now, because she has the... Harry Potter podcast. We're stealing her thunder.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Here comes the thunder.
Anyways.
We went back to Dissidia. Yes. Oh, Dissidia, how I love
well,
thee.
I've pretty much made my rant about the roster and the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Tetsuya needs to do more artwork like that. I mean, mm-hmm. He needs to redesign the costumes of the original characters.
Now, we might be hoping for too much here.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, you know, the little subtitle they put at the beginning of all demos, this does not reflect the real game.
Yeah.
Changes may happen. We get the game. This is nothing like the demo! This is much better!
Yeah, seriously, we are hoping for that right now.
You think you actually end up getting it?
Huh?
This idea?
I'll definitely rent it. Because I want to see the story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I want to see all the pretty cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
The cutscene is crossover campaign, you know, there's nothing there. And there really shouldn't be, it's a fighting game.
Oh yeah, did we talk about how Cloud's emo again?
Oh, yes. Emo Cloud.
Yeah, they didn't get the after Advent Children Cloud.
No, they got Final Fantasy VII Cloud. And they don't care if people call him emo. In fact,
they probably agree. They got Final Fantasy Cloud, Aeris Death Cloud.
Ah, yes.
Because after that, he was actually pretty lively for a little bit.
Hmm.
You know, not in the beginning, but before Aeris Death's middle... You know, the date scene.
Yeah.
He's pretty lively back then. He was kind of recovering.
He's mercenary. He's fine. Okay, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, whatever.
He was okay then, and then...
Post-Aerith's death. Oh my god, what did I do? I'm so sorry. And then Zach is palming his face in the live stream.
Cloud, I saved your life to be my living legend.
Legacy.
Legacy. This is what you give them!
Seriously, it's such a disappointment. I'm surprised Zach should come back from the live stream and kicked his butt just for that.
Every time you
went, we need Kingdom Hearts Cloud.
Yeah.
He was still emo, but he was still BA emo.
Oh, because it was cool. He made it cool. He had all those. Because he was a silent type in that. He didn't come up with dumb emo sayings like. What are some of the things he says in Dissidia?
Huh?
Like, I just wasn't good enough. I kicked the guy's butt in 5 seconds, but I just wasn't good enough. Or I should have seen that one coming.
Yeah. I don't want to remember this.
Yeah. Don't want to remember this. Just lame things like that. Cloud and Kingdom Hearts was awesome.
Yeah, not, hey, can you take them? Can you take those? Yeah, but if one more shows up, it's going to be a problem. Okay, then I guess I'll have to take that one.
Oh, man, that was
that was awesome. Can you handle them? If one
Cloud,
more shows up, boom.
Cloud and Squall back to back, that's it.
Yeah, that's
that was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
They need to recreate the scene.
That scene in Dissidia with high def quality.
Yes. And uber cutscene quality. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when Sora shows up. They're sitting there. No, they're fighting Sephiroth. They're fighting whoever fights in Squalls. I don't know who it is. Okay. Yeah. Then the Darth Cat shows up. That's one more. Sora shows up. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing that we can't really tell from the demo. Alternate costumes.
Mm-hmm. You see one. You see one.
Which one?
Onion Knight. When you beat the thing, you know, it says congratulations. Yeah, that's right. Onion Knight's second costume.
Isn't that... he's blue in that. Yeah, that's his second costume.
He's blue.
Everyone else will show his X mode, whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to some of the alternate costumes because I'm hoping that some of them will actually look cool. Like Terra, you know, is from Final Fantasy VI. I was hugely disappointed in her because they took one kind of like emo Cloud.
Uh-huh.
They took the worst of Terra and put her in the game.
Mm-hmm.
She is this wimpy little blonde girl with magic.
Yeah, alternate costume. You look at her. What the? She's wearing pants, a vest. It's Locke.
SOV. But no, they should.
It's Terra cosplaying as Locke.
No, her alternate costume should be. The Nomura designed green haired BA Terra.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Terra's X mode?
No.
She goes in like, it's called Esper form, where she becomes this like primal werewolf sort of person.
Mm-hmm.
She's pink, but you know, she's freaking BA.
Mm-hmm. Terra just might become my favorite character.
Yeah, but Dissidia, she still has this squeaky little voice. Oh, I'm sorry, I had to do that. Oh, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, see, that's the next thing. Why are any of the characters... I can understand, like, when you're playing, like, you know, Soul Cal, and people say, like, oops, sorry, I didn't mean to do that, when you're, like, good guys are fighting good guys.
Yeah.
You're only fighting villains, really, most in this one.
Yeah.
And when you fight...
Well, you can fight good guys.
Yeah, but when you're fighting villains, why is Terra, you know, fighting her, you know, the main villain going, oops, sorry,
it's
had to do that.
Because blonde Terra is the worst of Terra. This is the Amano design Terra. Because if you look at all the game art, she'll have green hair. The original... And Locke will have silver hair.
Mm.
This is the Tetsuya design characters.
Mm.
Amano, blonde hair. For both of them.
Mm.
Just generic.
Mm.
I'm very upset with Amano.
And we're still on Dissidia.
Yeah.
We won't be leaving here anytime soon, folks.
Yeah, probably. I can go on about that for hours.
Right.
Should get to my review, which we'll probably continue in another episode anyways, because I know Link and Blade will want to have their say.
Maybe something else then. I'll review a game. I'll give up one of my reviews to save your review.
Sure. I think I've played other games. Just Resident Evil was my big new game, and that's the one I have clearly in my head. So I will talk about like my first impressions. Then maybe the next episode I'll give my full review.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
my first impressions of the game were the exact same as yours actually. You hate Resident Evil 5 right now?
Well, I hate it because Yahtzee hates it.
Right.
And I trust Yahtzee because normally he's right.
Sure.
And, you know, even though when he says he hates games,
mm-hmm.
like that I like, he gives good reasons, and I go, you know what, I can see that now.
Yeah. And, you know, his reasons are sound. The controls suck. The plot is not as good as 4.
Mm-hmm.
But, my God, after plot... You know, I'm not... Screw first impressions. after playing through the entire game, mostly with Blade, mm-hmm. after spending it like 2 hours beating it, just the final boss, I said, I'm going to buy this game. After I beat it. There are very few games that you decide to buy after you beat the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? There are so many extra things you get from beating it. We can play this Blade and I have already beaten like twice more after that. We've played through several of the levels 3 times just to get all these extra things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even like 1% of the way through all the extra junk.
Like what extras?
Well, you can gather up money to upgrade weapons to the max, which gives you unlimited ammo for the guns.
Mm-hmm.
There's Mercenaries mode, which has a bunch of unlockable levels and unlockable characters, and which leads to unlockable things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's the bonus weapons you get for upgrading to the max, the default weapons of
mm-hmm.
each category.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all freaking awesome. I've already got the Hydra, which is the triple-barreled sawed-off shotgun.
Nice.
This is why I love the game. I run around the game with a triple-barreled sawed-off shotgun that Chris holds with one hand. Like this. Just at random times while I'm waiting for my character, I just stand with my
hand. And the girl character says,
I stand with my hand in the air pointing to the heavens with my triple-barreled sawed-off shotgun.
And the girl screams, Chris, come on, stop trying to be Vincent. It's Vincent. Is it that hard to remember the name? Gosh, they should have made you a blonde character.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of bonus junk out
there. It wasn't Yuffie, shut up!
Now, the story isn't all there. But, well, it's there, but, you know, it's not nearly as interesting as 4. Survival horror doesn't really cover it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially once you get unlimited ammo, then survival horror. No, it's a zombie killing game. But, cool.
Blah, blah, blah. What the? Blah, blah, blah.
I've played the entire game co-op with Blade. It is a blast. That is the whole part of the game, just playing with a friend.
Okay, and you might have just changed my opinion right there. You said unlockables, and I went, this game has potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Game that says, gives you unlockables, you just go, this game has potential.
Yes, and there are a ton. Like, there's filters that you unlock, costumes that you unlock.
Mm-hmm.
The costumes kind of suck. I've already seen
them. Yeah, one of the costumes. Oh my gosh. He actually is Vincent.
The costume you get from beating the game,
mm-hmm.
it's called Safari,
mm-hmm.
but it's not your generic Safari thing. He's wearing like Las Vegas Safari outfit. He's wearing like a zebra patterned jacket and pants,
mm-hmm.
and sunglasses. Which he's going through. We're joking. We're saying, oh, he's prepared for anything in Africa now. He's got zebra camo.
He stops all the zombies walk around him.
We enter a town, it's dark, everyone's dead, and we're saying, oh, well, these guys were clearly not wearing their zebra camo. And this is like our 3rd playthrough of the game. We're having a blast with this game.
Sounds like you're playing, what's it called, Infinite and Discovery? With that commentary?
Yeah, pretty much. We have a little time left. I'd like to get into the comments or the thing where Resident Evil is very racist.
Hmm.
It's not.
So you're still doing this review, though.
No, I'm talking about this isn't a review. Yeah, I'm ranting about things about the game. I'm not talking about the actual mechanics and stuff.
Well, people say the game's racist.
It's not. It really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like X-Play, they showed that one scene.
Mm-hmm.
I've played through that entire level. It's not racist. It is about as racist as Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much true.
Yeah, it is. If they're saying all the Tiki guys are racist, then Scooby-Doo is racist.
Well, he was from a different time. Well, maybe this is from a different time. Does it actually say what year it is?
It's from a different country. People would call that racist here, but in Japan, it's nothing. In most of the world, in Africa, it's not racist.
Well, basically, it's only Americans. See, because it's funny. The Americans are the ones saying it's racist. All the people who I follow the racist comments sent to them going...
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it's not the black community. I'm pretty sure it's not the black community that's calling them on this.
Yeah.
It's the white community who says, oh, no, no, everyone be very careful. We don't want to be racist. No, that would be horrible. We can't do anything of the sort. Because that would be horrible. We would offend so many people. We don't want that. It's horrible. I would say that this game is sexist before it is racist, because it is kind of sexist.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
If you upgrade completely the normal machine gun, you unlock a Chris-only thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you unlock, or if you upgrade the sniper rifle completely, you get a Sheva-only weapon.
Mm-hmm.
For Chris, you get the unlimited ammo Gatling gun.
Mm-hmm.
For Sheva, you get the bow and arrow.
Bow and arrow.
Unlimited ammo, bow and arrow.
Does it suck?
I don't know. I haven't got any. It's a cool weapon, but Gatling gun, bow and arrow.
Yeah, that's when you find that the bow and arrow is one hit kill no matter what.
And a lot of parts in the game seem to stick Chris as the, the front line stereotype, while they stick Sheva with the sniping.
Hold on, can I say something real quick?
Hmm.
No. You're claiming this game is great for co-op, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Yahtzee actually said that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't say that. He said, do not play the single player. Find a dog, find a random hobo, find someone to play this with you, and then it becomes playable.
Yeah.
That's what he said, okay? Now, he played this by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably where you're going to come out saying, wow, I hate this game.
Oh, I probably would too, because if you don't have a buddy to laugh about, laugh and enjoy this
and
game.
And AI being dumb.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure...
Running at you with the big leaf to kill you when you have a little bit of HP left.
That is an I mean, that's more of a game mechanic that I'd get into if I was actually reviewing it.
Right.
You know, the inventory system and everything.
It's more impressive.
Mm-hmm. I know. Anyways, if we could ever get Link on the show, then he's the Resident Evil fan. He'd like to put in his 2 cents. Of course, he doesn't.
Did
have
he play by himself?
No, he's...
See, none of you have played it by yourself. Go play it by yourself real quick and then come out saying, that's a great game.
I think I played one level by myself. I know Blade did. I mean, you know, having watched Yahtzee's review, we're very picky about what we give Sheva.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give her a pistol, some ammo. Then when she runs out of ammo, we say, haha, good luck.
Mm-hmm. See, the problem is I'm a little bit too late to join the bandwagon, because I can just be like, hey guys, let's go play the game. You're like, beat it 4 times, got all the jokes out of the way, upgrade everything. Sorry, Zell. No, you're out of luck. Have fun playing by yourself.
Yep. You know what I'm really proud of this game?
Mm-hmm.
All this content was not DLC. Well, I was watching the retrospective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking all these games lately have been making all the extra content DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Not Resident Evil. Apparently, ever since the first Resident Evil, when you beat the game, you get bonus stuff. When you beat it again, or when you beat it under 5 hours, you get even more bonus stuff.
Mm.
I'm really glad that they kept it all. The only DLC so far for Resident Evil is an upgrade to one of the bonus things you get for beating the game.
Nice.
Yeah. It is very cool. I'm very proud of...
Yes, that's the problem we've having with all these next-gen games. No one wants to put cheat codes and unlockables in their games.
Yeah.
And when they do, it's very minor.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a cheat code to give you one ability that you already could get in the game earlier on, and it's like a whole level ahead.
They're glaring at you, prototype. Don't have a clue why that cheat system is in there at all.
Today we thank you. Mr. Unlockable Game. Mr. Unlockable Game. You're the one who makes it fun playing after we've beaten it.
Yeah. Well, speaking... I have another rant. The Force Unleashed. No, there's a game that did have a bunch of cheat codes. And that's something that Star Wars games have always done from the old Jedi Knight games.
Mm-hmm.
They've had awesome cheat codes. Of course, that was back in the PC in old game times where... You get all kinds of unlockable costumes and stuff that just happens to be in the code. Force Unleashed, they had a bunch of cool bonus stuff. Now, the rant I want to get into, because I hate the game, is the new DLC they're coming up with, which is the Sith thing, which comes out with new costumes and allows you to play as Luke Skywalker, I think. I'm very mad at this because you can do this in the PSP version. Like, all of this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all of the DLCs they've come out with on the 360 are on the PSP.
You know what? If they got all the different versions of this game and put them together, they actually might have a good game.
Well, no, the gameplay, it's very high. It's
beyond saving.
It's beyond saving. If they got all the content, it's probably worth any hype that it's got received at mm-hmm. all. You know, because in every single platform, it's different. And if you don't have one, it sucks. But yeah.
Do, 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 do,
you have
do,
any rants?
Do, 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 do.
No? You do, just do, want do, me to do, kill you now?
Please. No. Yeah, so Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you have to say about this? Because you were with Yahtzee because, you know,
I was agreed with Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've actually seen enough gameplay to go, yeah, I'm just not feeling it. One, why mm-hmm. the heck does it only give you 9 slots? You say you only need 9 slots? Okay, fine, maybe you only need 9 slots, but why the heck does, once again, because I've seen enough Resident Evil 4 to get this.
Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil 4, a gun takes up this much space.
A rifle takes up this much space.
A bullet takes up this much space. So why the heck does a bullet now take as much space as an AK-47?
Yeah, that's a very good point. That, you know, that is a good reason why Resident Evil 5 is not as good as Resident Evil 4, which I now very much want to play.
Yeah, but Resident Evil 5 does have the co-op.
Yes, and that is...
But the problem is, the co-op is the only thing that saves it.
That's pretty much, yeah.
Because if you play on single player mode, I think you're going to run into a lot more problems.
I don't know how much extra... because, you know, the Mercenaries mode that you get for beating the game, that works off of... you can do like 4-player cooperative or versus on there,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. You can't do that in 4. But I would like to see them do more things.
I'm going to go with this though. Yahtzee doesn't mm-hmm. play multiplayer.
Yeah,
that's why he said his Halo review. He's like, you know what? Halo multiplayer might be great, but I only review single player.
Yeah, that's fine.
So Resident Evil 5 for single player sucks, mm-hmm. but if you play co-op, it's fine.
Yeah. I'm typically like this too. I don't do these online forum things. I hate Twitter.
Mm.
I hate these internet social things. Mm.
How's this relating?
And all of my games are RPGs, all single player games. So I'm ranting about a game that I've played completely co-op right now.
Mm.
Yes. And I probably won't like it at all if I played it single player.
Right. Once again, if the co-op portion's great and the single player sucks, that's still only half a good game.
That's true.
And that's a 50% fail in my book.
Yeah. Well, if you play it with co-op, you know, I'm still happy with it. And with all the bonus content, it is worth it.
Mm. Okay, maybe 60%. So it gets a D.
Right. That's fair. I would like... Resident Evil, it's got to make a new game. Mix 4 and 5. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, there's this one awesome game. It is like Left 4 Dead before Left 4 Dead ever came out.
Mm-hmm.
It is a 4-player...
So it's Left 4 Life?
dead zombie jokes. Ah, that's hilarious. But yeah, you play. It's like 4-player co-op, but it's Resident Evil. So you got like this cool... I think back in the old days, they only had 6 slots, but... You got an inventory like that. You had... I think one of the biggest complaints about it was its chat system, but otherwise, you go around surviving zombies, you play very unique characters, and it's not like 4 characters. You get like this huge cast of characters.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw it on the Resident Evil retrospective, but it looked awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play this game now. You get all these different characters, all who have their own unique move.
This is the guy who, like, one guy can hack, one guy can break doors, one guy can actually carry a gun. I think I've seen that then.
Something like that. The things they mentioned was like one guy who had the ability to play dead. I figured, hey, it's Zalo. Because he could just, you know, drop dead, leave everyone to the fight. What are you doing? Get up!
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, we're sure you wouldn't. But nah, there are a bunch of cool features in that. I'd like to try.
No, what
that.
I would do is I'd play dead at the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
and you guys make it in level, and you'd find out, wait. We can't end the game unless everyone's in here or dead.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, come back and get me, guys! That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's on the way, right? One of the things I liked about this idea that I just lost because of a little rant of yours was... I forget. Thank you.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Okay, so Resident Evil. Anyways, I'm very happy with it. I'll review the. I'll talk about. I'll rant about. Stop it!
1 hour!
Oh, yay! 1 hour!
I was just gonna do that to 1 hour.
Okay. I rant about the actual story, the actual gameplay, and everything of Resident Evil.
If you know, the funny thing is, I'm actually doing that for. If we put an. If we put an opening in, I'll be doing that past the hour. And other people will actually listen to this with the promo going, wow, they predicted the future. A lot of people are now laughing.
Yes. I'm sure. Probably at you, not with you. Probably at you, not with you. Okay, so, that's all I have to say.
Yep, well, we hit the hour mark, so,
yeah, we're good.
That's about it. We didn't review anything, really. We just talked about stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
sure, someone hates us now.
Hey, here's something you can go on rantaboutgames.ning.com for. I've had some ideas for a prototype comic, but I can't think of them now. I'll probably do a Resident Evil comic if such an idea comes to me. But please send me ideas for comics and I will draw them. You can even, you know, include yourself. I'll draw you. Sort of.
This is me. This is a shotgun. Yes. This is a picture of Xylo's head.
They'll look more like the, more like, they'll look more like the character from Drawn to Life or something. You know, mm-hmm. Like a little stick figure. Anyways.
Alright, so, I'm Xylo.
And I'm Locke.
Hey! And this is Gamers Rant.
We're not really gay. Sorry.
Dumbledore!
Oh, yeah.